I was actually in Burma just over a year ago, in March 2011, and at that stage, I could never, and certainly none of my colleagues could have ever foreseen that we would be in a situation today, just over a year later, when Daw Aung San Suu Kyi is here in the UK on an official visit. It's incredibly exciting. It seemed so unlikely not so long ago, given that we had this military regime in long-term power in Burma, and we've had a fairly rapid succession of events in Burma that have ultimately resulted in this situation today. Though the situation is far from perfect in Burma at the moment, and we've seen just in the last week the sorts of unfortunate events in Rakhine State with racial and religious violence there that suggests that there are still a long way for Burma to go. But nevertheless, the fact that the lady, as she's known, is here on a visit in London is incredibly exciting and points to the fact that there are changes underway at the moment in Burma.
And now, what are some of the concrete solutions you hope will come from this visit to the UK?
Well, part of it is it's a diplomatic reaching out from Dal Su and from her party, the National League for Democracy. Part of it is an opportunity for not just the government here in the UK, but also for Parliament, for NGOs who have been involved in advocacy on Burma for many years, and for civil society to have an opportunity to dialogue directly with Aung San Suu Kyi, herself obviously involved critically with Burma for a number of decades now. As we move forward, looking for solutions to some of the ongoing problems with Burma, and we certainly hope that her visit will help to facilitate this. It will continue to build trust between the UK and Burma, and that ultimately we would be arriving at solutions to some of the very difficult and ongoing problems, not least the refugee issues around Burma's borders, as I suggested just before, the violence in Rakhine State, and the ongoing violence against some of the ethnic communities, particularly in Kachin State as well.
And yeah, and can you explain a little bit more about the situation in Burma, you know, just as it is today? And, you know, the reforms that are taking place there obviously are very hopeful. But, you know, could you speak about these reforms and also what reforms still need to happen concretely in Burma?
Yeah, sure. Well, as I said, there have been some exciting changes, not least that there have been many hundreds of political prisoners who have been released. Obviously, Aung San Suu Kyi herself was at one stage a political prisoner for many years under house arrest. And the fact that they are free and seemingly have freedom to discuss political issues openly is exciting in and of itself. Recently, we saw by-elections which brought Aung San Suu Kyi and many members of her party into power for the first time. Nevertheless, there are some real ongoing issues. A lot of the laws that were used to first put these political prisoners into house arrest and into detention, unfortunately, still remain on the books. So though we have seen changes, they are by no means concrete, nor necessarily long-lasting. The sorts of change that we're requesting is legislative change. And unfortunately, we still continue to see this this violence perpetrated in some of the ethnic areas. And it would appear with some considerable complicity from the Burmese government itself. So there continue to be a number of unresolved issues, and we're wanting to see not just this change that's affecting some of the political community in Rangoon, but actually change that's transforming the country as a whole.
All right. Well, thank you, Matthew. And just before we wrap up, is there anything you would like to add about this visit and about the situation in Burma?
Well, I myself am fortunate enough to go and hear Aung San Suu Kyi address Parliament on Thursday, which I'm very much looking forward to. I have a wide range and a number of Burmese friends, both in Burma itself and here in the UK, and there is a real sense of optimism about Burma's future, but also there is, too, a sense of not just of frustration, but also this desire to really make sure things come right. There are still some significant issues. We've seen this pretty heated and tragic and awful violence in Rakhine State, with the particular targeting of a lot of the Rohingya Muslim community there, and that's been incredibly troubling. And we're wanting, I mean, Burma in many senses is at a crossroad at the moment, and there's all sorts of potential for this country, and we're really just wanting to make sure that the right decisions are made, the right choices are made, and that Aung San Suu Kyi and those who really are desiring democracy, a framework of human rights and justice in their country really do have a voice, and that voice is heard and ultimately is borne through in some of the decisions that are being made day to day in Burma.